Likutei Halachos, Ora Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Tchumin, Halacha Daled, Paragraph Tes Vav. In the standard 8-volume sets, it's page 113, the right-hand column towards the bottom. We were in the middle of a discussion based on chapter 22 in the first half of Likutei Moran, and Rav Nosson Zal just discussed the holiday of Purim and tied it into the discussion, and now he's continuing. Following the holiday of Purim, we have the reading of Parshas Porah. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to tie that into the discussion that we're having. V'zeh b'chinas Parshas Porah, shekol v'nachar Purim, ki Parshas Porah Duma hu chidish godol she'yef shelahasid. The Parsha of Porah Duma is one of the most extraordinary items in the Torah, which it's impossible for a human being to understand completely. Kemoy Shekosov, as Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, said, Omarti Echkemo Vihirachoiko. I thought that I was very smart and that I could understand, and I see that it's very far from me. The wisdom, knowledge is very far from me, and the Gemara says that this was referring specifically to Porah Aduma. If I recall correctly, my father-in-law, Zechariah Rocha, mentioned from one of the Mephoshim that the words Vehi Rechoiko is Bigimatria Porah Duma. We'll check it afterwards. Val Yodo Daiko Metarim Mitumas Meis. And it's through this Chidush of Porah Duma that a person is Zecha to become pure from Tumas Meis. Ki Ikara Hachai. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Ikara Chaim Hu Bechinas Nishma Venase. Because the main thing in life is achieving this concept of nishma v'nase. Ki nishma b'chinas nistor, ze b'chinas haneshama sheyev shel asiga. Nishma, which we mentioned earlier, corresponds to the hidden portion of the Torah, the secrets of Torah. That corresponds to the neshama, to the soul, which is something which we can't fully comprehend. The physical human being can't understand the spiritual neshama completely. V'nase z'bechinas haguf. The term nase symbolizes the body. U'kishezoichin l'hamshich bechinas hanishma. V'lasis mimenu nase. Alideze nischaber haneshomem haguf u'meira haneshama b'aguf. And when a Jew is zoiche to draw the nishma, to draw that which was originally hidden from him, that which he didn't understand originally, and make from it nase, make it something that he does understand now. By doing that, he attaches the soul and the body. V'ze ikar hachayim, and that's the essence of life. Ki ikar hachayim hu hadas, because the essence of life is the understanding, the seichel. Bebechinas hachochmo techaye, as the pasuk says in Koheles, chochmo is life, is chius. Dahainu lodas ulahasig ma shehoyanista mimenu, meaning to be zechet to achieve and get to understand that which was originally hidden for me, that which I originally could not understand. Shehu bechinas hanishma kanal, meaning it was in the category of nishma to me in the beginning. Ve'ilu leichot odom arishon, and had odom arishon not committed the sin of the Eitz Hadas, hoyu yecholin lichyos la'olam. Man could have lived eternally. Dahainu lizkois lahasiges hatachlis b'chinas hanishma v'nasa hagovoya b'yoser b'oidoi b'chaim chiyusoi. Meaning that man could have achieved a complete understanding of the highest level of nishma of nasa v'nishma while still being physically alive, being in the physical body. Now, regarding the terms Nasa v'nishma, we're used to referring to it that way, the way the Klal Yisrael said it, Nasa v'nishma. Rav Nosson Zal here is quoting it in the order that we receive it. That when we receive Seichel from Hashem, the concept, any new idea that a Jew is zeichet to achieve, starts out in the category of Nishma, or Nistar to the person. And the person's mission in life is to make from nishma nase, and then to go on to a new nishma, to make from makif pnimi and receive a new makif. This is the terminology that's used in several chapters of Likutei Moran. ki hayoholchem midargo ledargo at shoyu nechlolim bein soif. Because had Adam HaRishon not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, man could have continued climbing from level to level, higher and higher, reaching to a point where a person would actually be zoche to enter the infinite light of Hashem kaviyochol and plug in over there. Bebechinas Torah Hashem utfilas Hashem, meaning that a Jew could have been zoche to rise up to reach up to the level called the Torah of Hashem and the tefillah of Hashem, which Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter on Likutei Moran, in chapter 22 on Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal discusses that those concepts. Shehem bechinas nasa v'nishma. Torah and tefillah are also a parallel this nasa v'nishma. Sheyeshom bo'oidoi beguf. A Jew would have been able to achieve the nasa v'nishma of the highest level while still being in the physical body. As the Pasuk says, V'ochal v'chai li'olam, that there's a concept of an Eitz HaChaim, a tree of life, from which a person, when a person eats, tastes from that, the person lives eternally. Achalidei chet odom arishoin, iev shalove la tachlis tainu ala nasa v'nishmanal, kim alidei misa. However, unfortunately, as a result of the pegam of odom arishoin, it's impossible for man to achieve the tachlis, the final goal, meaning the person's highest form of nasa v'nishma that person can possibly achieve while still being in the body. But rather, the person has to go through the experience of death first. Shenestalik al yodo ha-nefesh min ha-guf, whereby through death, the body and soul are separated. And only after having gone through the process of death is the person zoicha to go through the next process, which is tchias hameisim, being brought back to life. And it's after tchias hameisim that we will be zoicha to achieve the final objective, which is lebechinas nasa v'nishma shevayhoye yochel lahasig b'chayev, to achieve the level of nasa v'nishma that the person couldn't achieve while he was physically living. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, v'simchas oilom al reisham, a great joy above their heads, upon their heads. Shedor Shurazal, which the Gemara says about that Pasuk, She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir alonu lo'osid, that those crowns which Klal Yisrael received from the angels when they stood at Har Sinai, and they forfeited those crowns when they worshipped the Egel Azov, there's going to come a time in the future when those crowns are going to be returned to us. Ki hanaseh v'nishma she'en b'chinas simcha soilom, because the levels that nasa v'nishma represent, which are referred to as simcha, joy, heim ikar shiashua olam haba, they are the ultimate pleasure of olam haba. Umuchrech kol echad lehistalek v'lo shevel ofer koidem sheyiska l'ma sheyiska, and every single Jew is obligated to die, to pass away, and to return to dust before the person can be zoche to achieve that final aliyah. V'hamiso v'hahistalkus zebechinas yerido tachlis aliyah. And the process of death, the process of the neshama being separated from the body, is an example of yerido tachlis aliyah. Ki bevadai ein yerido kamoi hamiso, because there certainly is no greater yerido than death. Sheshov el ha'ofer mamish, whereby a person actually returns to dirt, to the dust. V'hanefesh mistalekes v'nishar b'loy chiyus, and the soul leaves the body and is left, the body is left without any life, just about. Rak kisto d'chiyuso, only a tiny, tiny spark of life that remains with the body in the kever. Shehu ma'at de ma'at, which is a very, very tiny fraction. avol ikar hachius nistalik, whereas the main portion of life of the person, the main source of spiritual life of the person, the neshama, nistalik, leaves, v'nafse chofshi mikol hamitzvos, and the person becomes free of all mitzvos, exempt from all mitzvos. Nimtza shehu yerida gedoyla ma'oid. So that's obviously a tremendous yerida. The person becomes detached from the Torah, just about completely, in the experience of death. Ve'oz be'emes humetame kol hatumos. And at that point, when the person is dead, he is tame in the highest degree of tumah, the most severe degree of tumah, which is called avi avos hatumah in the Gemara. Aval afal pikein hamiso toiv moed k'moy shem razal. So a person would say, wow, this yerida and this tumah and this lack of light and this detachment from the Torah, what could be worse than that? And yet, Rav Nosson Zal says, we find that this process of death is referred to as toiv ma'oid in the Torah. In the beginning of creation, when we read about on one of the days of creation where it says, Vayar kimas kol ashrosa vihine toiv ma'oid, Hashem saw everything that he had created and he saw that it was very good, the Gemara says, toiv ma'oid zum malach hamoves. Toiv ma'oid refers to death. Kihi bechinas yerido tachlis hu'aliyah. Because even though death is a yerida, it's a springboard for a tremendous aliyah. Ki daiko al yedeze sheshov el hofor shi tachlis ha-yerida, al yedeze zoiche le tachlis ha-aliyah achar kach, lo shu velo kum letchias ha-meisim, velisko is achar kach le simcha ha-soylam. Because it's only through this yerida of death that the person is zoiche to rebound from that, to spring up from that, and achieve the incredible aliyah of Simcha Solam, Bechinas HaNishma V'Nase, Shavoy HaYochel Iskos Mikoidim, and to achieve a level of Nishma V'Nase that the person couldn't achieve during that while they were physically living. V'Alkein, Yef Sherli, Hitayer Mitumas Mes, Kim Aide Bechinas Poraduma, Shulchuk Asatoyro, Shef Sherla Sig B'Shem Oifim. And now we could understand why it's impossible for a Jew to be zeche, to understand, to be purified from this tumas meis through anything other than the paraduma, which is a chok, which is something which is beyond our understanding. V'hi b'chinas nishma hagovoya moed, so that the paraduma itself is an incredible nishma, a very high level of nishma, nister. B'chinas nister hagovoya b'yoser. It's a very high level nister. Shafilu Shlomo HaMelech Olav HaShalom Lo Yihisig Zois, where even Shlomo HaMelech, the wisest of all men, couldn't achieve this great makif, this great nishma. Kamo Shekosu, Omar Tiech Kamo, Vihi Rechoyko. V'dayko al yidei b'china zu shehi toiro gavoya moi, b'chinas nishma ha-gavoya b'yoser, al yidei ze dayko yichonon li'tor mitumas meis mitachles ha-yerida. And it's only something as powerful as this, as Poraduma, which is this high-level Hasoga, which the greatest of Chachonim couldn't achieve, it's only that high-level Nishma that's the Tikkun for this incredible Yerida called death, Tumas Meis. Ki kol ma shaha Yerida hi gedoyla b'yoser, tzorech lahamshich Nishma govoya b'yoser. Because the further down the Yerida is, the more it requires a light from a higher level place to be able to bring it back, to be able to affect the tikkun for it. Shemach mas gedulas vegadus hasogas hanishma aydei zeh yechon lohor lamato yoser. Because of the fact that the nishma that we're dealing with is on a very, very high level, it has the ability to shine that far down. Just like the Arizal mentions this many times, the fact that Hashem needed a tzaddik of the magnitude of Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Why? If the Jews were on such a low level, you would think that any tzaddik, any rabbi would be good enough to... On the contrary, because they were that far down, they were by the Memtes Shari Tumah, they required a tzaddik who was on the 49th, who had achieved 49 levels of das, of bina, to be qualified to reach down to them, to shine a light down to them, all the way down. The Arizal also mentions this regarding the Haggadah that we read on Pesach. The Arizal asks, we say, Keneged arba bonim dibra Torah, echad chacham, ve'echad rosha, ve'echad tam, ve'echad shemedei elisho. We list the four sons, and the Arizal says they seem to be very much out of order. Logically, you would think that the chacham should be on one extreme, the rosha should be on the opposite extreme. What's the rosha doing next to the chacham? And the Arizal answers that these four, chacham, rosha, tam, shemedei elisho, represent the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, Asiya. The Chacham is Atzilus, the Rosha is Asiya. And the Arizal says that because the Olam Hu Asiya is the lowest of the worlds, it has to receive light from Atzilus, from the highest of the worlds, that can, it's only a light that's that high level that can reach down to Asiya and be Mesakin it, and do what needs to be done there. The Arkane, Daiko Alidei Bechinas Poraduma Shehudovor Ne'elam Mo'oid Mo'oid. And now we could understand why it's only the light of Poraduma, which is so high a level, so hidden an item, meaning so high a level of light, Alidezeh Daiko Yechonin Lihitor Mitumas Meis Shehutachlis Hayirida Kanal. That's the item that's required, that's needed to purify from Tumas Meis, which represents the lowest Yerida that a human being can experience, actually go down to the ground. V'alkein kol ma'isei poro michutz lamachne. And now we could understand also the procedure of Poraduma, which was different from just about all other korbanos. That Poraduma, the different avodos that were done with it, burning the ashes and this, were all done bachutz, outside the Ohel Moed. Vehimetama kol hoiskimbo, and all the people that are involved in processing it, the kohen is not become tamei. Ki poraduma hi chiddush nifla kozeh, v'nimshach mimokin gavoya kol kach, ad sheyochel lehor betachlis hoasiya hafidu michutz lamachne. Because poraduma is so high a level of light that it has the ability to reach down to the lowest level of Tumah, the Tachlis Asiya, even Chutz Lamachne, outside the realm, the spectrum of Kedusha. V'alkein hi metamei tohoirim u'metaher tameim. And this is why it's unique in that it has these opposite powers, that a person who is impure becomes purified by the ashes of the Poraduma. And the people who are pure, who are involved in processing it, they become defiled in the process. They become tomei in the process. Ki kol hoiskim b'poro heim tmeim ad ho'erev, machmas shehem moiridim atzmum liyirida kozu lebechinas chutz lamachne, lohoitzi uletayer es kol elu shenoflu v'nitmu betumas meis. Because those people who are involved in the procedure of Poraduma, they're the ones who are reaching down to the lowest level, to a person who is Tomei Tumas Meis, to bring him out of that. So they become defiled a little bit in the process. They become Tomei just till the evening. A person who's Tomei Tumas Meis is Tomei for 7 days. The people involved in processing the Poraduma, they become Tomei till the evening in the process because of the fact that they reach that far down to try to help a person in that situation.